famous in Tzmorim and Tehillim that we say throughout the Chodesh Elul until after Neferes, the Dabbat Shemori, Mizmor Chavzayin. There's a lot to be said about this Mizmor. The 14 Sukkim is very profound. Just to give you a sense of the depth of it, before we look at some of the Pershim, I gave you a collection of the Pershim on the various Sukkim. I saw brought in by the Panim Yofos, the Hafla, in Parshas Vayikra, Nachri Mos, incredible Rimazin in this Mizmor. He writes a couple of things. First of all, there are 13 Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these 14 Sukkim, Kenegad Yudim Yudim Seraphimim. And he explains that there's a Medrash that connects Ori and Yishi to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then he goes on and says Kitzvenei Besuko, which is Sukkis. He notes a couple of fascinating gematrias as well. Ori v'Yishi, those two words, the gematria Taryag. You can do your own math. Rosh Hashanah, we know, is called Zikaron. And if you take the gematria of Zikaron and the gematria of the word Kippurim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you get the gematria of Hashem Ori v'Yishi. So that's 613 plus another 26, which is 639. The Gemara says, Medrash says, Rambam quotes in Rosh Hashanah that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon after the Cheder Beit Hadas, and he sort of put on trial, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you might say, in some sense, forgave him for the Cheder Beit Hadas. And based on that, this became a Yom HaDin for all generations. The matri of Eitz Hadas is also 639, which again is Yudke Bavke, Hashem, Ori, and the Yishi. Those three words together are 639. And it goes on and on with more gematrias. Ma'os Chayai is gematria Yemei Sukkah. You get the sense of really tremendous ideas and Ramazan here. Goes on to say that Ori v'Yishi is the idea of Tveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll soon see ourselves with the Mefarshim on the Tiyapshat. The idea of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Schar Mitzvah is the very experience and the Tveikus that comes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from doing the Mitzvah. That's the Shechina, that's the Ori, that's the Yishi. Let's get a feeling for this from the Psukim and from the Mefarshim, just the Likud, the various Mefarshim on the Mizmor. The Malbim gives a little introduction to this Mizmor, and he says that the Hashgacha is drawn after Tveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feels the Shmira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's not afraid. And therefore, the real focus of a person, and what David HaMelech is trying to get us to focus on, is that more than anything else, just to feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says David Hashem Ori v'Yishi min mi'ira. Hashem is my light, is my salvation. I have nothing to fear, and He is my strength. Min mi'echad. Bikrov alay mireyim yachos tesari. What is the word bikrov? The Radak and other Mefarshim point out there are two ways to translate. Bikrov could mean melchama. Krov is another word for melchama. The yom krov. So it means when they're fighting against me, bilochim alay. And the other pshat is literally bikrov, meaning when they're very close to me, they're about to kill me. Lechos b'sari, they want to devour me. Lo, I'm not afraid of this because I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is my salvation, is my strength. The Malbim says something interesting about two types of enemies. There are enemies who are coming against me for their own benefit, and that's the lechos b'sari, because they get benefit. The fact that they can devour me, they're gonna enjoy that. And the other shot is a sadistic pleasure. That is, sorai v'oivayli means that they just want to get back at me. It's not so much, it's a sadistic pleasure. It's not that they're getting anything for themselves inherently. It's not lechos b'sari, it's a sorai v'oivayli. They just want to make it hard for me or make my life difficult. Of course, all kinds of remazim have to be a tahara as well, but the pshuto shalik, we're talking about enemies that are out to get me. And tachana alay machana lo yirolibi, if they camp against me, lo yirolibi, talk about mechama bezos anibotech. The question of bezos. Some of the first you learn bezos, going back on the affirmation of before, the David Hashem Ori v'Yishi, Hashem Ori v'Yishi, mimi ira, bezos, in that affirmation I'm trusting. That's one way to read bezos, Radak says. And the Malbim learns is going on later. It's going to soon say, he's been into the Sukkot, and I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to provide a safe haven for me. That's the zos that we're referring to. The Alderach HaDrush that's pointed out, the word zos is a very famous word. Zos is in the Gematria 408. We know that in Rosh Hashanah we have the famous Piyut in Sana Tokef, which culminates with Ushuba Tfilo Tzedakah Rabinus Roh HaGzeira. You look at many Machzorim, they'll show you over the word Teshuva, there'll be another word Kol. Tshuva, I'm sorry, Tzom. Tshuva, Tzom. tefillah, kol, and tzedakah is mamon. Why those three words? Because all those three words have the identical gematria. Tshuva, tzom, tzadi vav mem is 136. Tefillah, kol, kufav lamed is again 136. And tzedakah, mamon is 136. 136 three times is 408. That's the Zos and Ibokeach, the Indian of Zos, Tshuva, Tfilah, Tzedakah. That's the Remez. Achas, this is a key pasuk in the Mizmor. Achas she'alti me'es Hashem osa avakesh. The Radak says something very profound. The Radak says that what is David HaMelech saying here? I want to be safe from my enemies. But the point of all of this is, because I don't want to deal with the distractions of this world. What I really yearn for is Achas she'alti me'es Hashem, shifted be'es Hashem koi mechayai. I want to have the rest of these mechamos. I know Hashem will save me, but I still have the distraction. I know I'm going to be saved, but I still have, and I'm confident, and I'm not afraid. All good. It's all good in its own right, but it's not sufficient. Because what I really want is to have the full focus. And even if I know I'm going to get through it, there's still the challenge of having to worry about, and not even worry as much as just knowing that I have this on my mind. It's on my mind. Even if I know it's going to be okay and I'm not afraid, but it's still a distraction. And therefore, I can focus on Yanei HaNefesh, Tzorchei HaNefesh. Therefore, he says, Hashem, I want you to give me a point in my life where I can rest from all these mechamos. I don't have to be involved with waging the war, even if I know you're with me. And I can have just the ideal of Shifti B'Veis Hashem. The pasuk concludes with Levaker Behechalo. There are two pshatim here in what Levaker means. Rashi quotes from Donash and Menachem were two grammarians that had very different perspectives on Lashon HaKodesh and philology. And there's a lot to say about that whole period of history. So Rashi often quotes Menachem and occasionally quotes Donash. He quotes both of them, but he seems to favor Donash's pshat. Donash is, of course, the author of Torah Yikra that we have, the Zemner, and Dvai Haser by Yeshiva Brachis. His Rashi tables are there. Donash learns Levaker means to visit there every morning. To go every morning, Lashon Boker. And Menachem says it's Milashon Lo Yivaker Beitov L'Ram. This means to inspect and to discriminate, meaning to seek out, as Ibn Ezra says, or even Siddhas David says, Lidrosh Beheichalo. Ibn Ezra says, Lo Yivaker Beitov L'Ram. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash will teach me. And then he brings the other pshat, Levaker, Leleches B'chol Boker. When we say Bikur Cholim, it's a misnomer. We think Bikur Cholim is to visit the sick. It's not the pshat. Bikur in the Russian, Bikur Mimuam, to inspect. The mitzvah Bikur Cholim requires a person to investigate. What do you need? How can I make you more comfortable? That's Bikur Cholim, to see, attend to the needs of the chole, not to visit. Today, colloquially, we use Bikur to mean a visit. Really, Bikur doesn't mean that. It means to inspect, to investigate, or as over here, possibly to go every morning. The Malbim has this point of Achas Sha'alti Osa Avakesh, meaning that everything points to one Indian. It's all connected. Sometimes a person asks for something because when he has that, he'll have something else. And really, the real agenda is something else, but the way to get that is there's a means to an end. If I have this, then I'll have something else. Here, Achas Sha'alti Osa Avakesh, it's one and the same thing. The means and the end is one. I want that. That's the emphasis of Achas Sha'alti. I was asking that, I continue to want that, and it's synonymous with itself. Kitz Benini Besuko, next pasuk. Rashi says, Pshat means ki, meaning I'm trusting that you will do that you will hide me, you will protect me. Then there's a medrash that Rashi quotes of Seder Olam, that's refers to a historical event with one of the Malchi Yehuda. Yoash ben Achaziah was a one-year-old infant. And you know that Asalia, the mother of Achaziah, was wicked, and she killed all the descendants of Malchus Beis David, except she missed one baby. That's the son of Achaziah, which was Yoash. And the, as Rashi here quotes, the sister, Yehoshava, the sister of Achaziah, or is it the sister of Yoash? I think it's the sister of Achaziah. She hid with her husband, Yehoyada HaKohen, hid this child, this baby, for 6 years until he was 7 years old in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the attic of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he came out and they coronated him as king, and it was a rebellion, and they killed the Asalia, the wicked Asalia. So that's the Remez Kitzvini B'Sukkah, which is a tremendous Musar Haskel for the following reason. This Melech Yoash was, it says that he was a good king for most of his life, almost all his entire life. Pasuk says, Kol yama v'shev horohu yoyada ha-kohen. Yoyada, he's the one that made renovations for the Beis HaMikdash. We read about it in the Torah of Parashat Shkolim. At the end of his life, he was deified, because people said, you survived the Kodesh HaKadosh, well, you must be God, and he let that be taken to be the case, and then he didn't protest against Avodah Zarah in general. Comes along a Navi by name of Zechariah, not the Zechariah by Yevsheni that we have in Treyasa. Zechariah, the son of Yehoyada HaKohen, the mentor of Yehoash, who is responsible for saving his life, along with his wife, as Rashi quotes here, the wife Yehosheva. This Zechariah was in giving Musar, as Pesukim tell us, against Yoash for and against the people for worshipping Avodah Zarah. And Yoash ordered that he be executed in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. This is what we say in our kinnis. And the Pasuk in Eicham, Yehar Mikdash Hashem Kohen Benavi, is under the orders of this Yoash, who you see his beginnings and you see what he accomplished, and yet you see at the end of his life the Pasuk sort of criticizes him, the Yamin, the Lo Zachar, he didn't remember the Tova that was done to him by the father of this Navi Zachariah, Yehoyada HaKohen, and how he was only saved because of Yehoyada HaKohen. Which means that just having the schus of being Kodesh HaKadosh is not enough. Man, who could have thought of a better schus than that? You see, you still need chizuk. That's ki svinu b'suko. The Malbim Rishitasa learns that this is a connection to Bezos HaNivoteach, that I know that there'll be this protection. The Yom Ra'a of this pasuk, that Ezra likes to look at astrology as something to be concerned about, as a reality in the world. So the Yom Ra'a is when the stars have it in for you. Radak doesn't see it that way. He says, B'yom Ra means a day that they want to harm me. That's B'yom Ra. Then, Ba'ata Yom Roshi, Oivai Sivosai, Pasuk Vav. In other words, the Mitzvah says, even though I know that I'm distracted with war, I ask you that I should be able to be victorious and I should be emerged with my head raised against my enemy, that they will no longer fight against me, and then I'll be able to offer kabbanas. Shema Hashem Kol Yekra, Pasuk Zayin, is the actual articulation of the tefillah that we mentioned before of Achas Sha'alt. Now he's sort of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to get removed from all these distractions. I want ultimately to get back to Achas, to that which I'm asking for, that I yearn for. Now it's the actual expression of the tefillah itself. Shema Hashem Kol Yekra, Chonin Vaneni, L'cho Amar Ribi, Bak Shufana Yaspanach Hashem Avakesh. Many pshatim here. Mitzudas learns l'cha, with your authority, with your shlichus, my heart is telling me bakshu fanai, or telling other people bakshu fanai, and I do that. I practice what I preach. So therefore, espanach Hashem avakesh. The Malbim has a different pshat. The Malbim says, my mouth might be saying one thing, but really I might be saying, save me from my enemies. But I already told you what I really want. What do I really want? Chol Maribi. I already told you. What I really want is Espanach Hashem Avakesh, which is the Achas Sha'alti of before. So even if I'm saying in the short term I want this and that, what I really want it for is what I already mentioned. And therefore, that's the ultimate destination, the ultimate goal. Atasta Panacha Mimeni. Again, the Radak emphasizes the same point. Atasta Panacha Mimeni. Atat Yaf Avdecha. This world is filled with frustrations. I don't want to be caught up and sunk into the frustrations of this world, which is really af and kas. It's just difficult to get through it. Rabam Almova Oven. I want Sarche Hanefesh. Don't abandon me. Let me get to the Ruchnius that I'm looking for, that I'm seeking. Ki Avi V'imi Azavuni V'Hashem Yasveini. The Mepharshim say means as if it were in the past tense. Avi V'imi Azavuni, even as I grew up and I moved past the age where my parents were taking care of my basic needs, and then Hashem continued then to gather me in. That's the way many Mepharshim learn it. And Havani Hashem Dakecha, and he says, Leman Shoreroi. Show me your path, show me your way. Leman Shoreroi. What does Shoreroi mean? Shorai, the people who stare at me. I have it many times in Tehillim also. Those who stare at me in a bad way. They look at me and they don't begin. They look at me in a negative look. So the seer says, Ha'oivim ha'mabitim alai ba'ayim ra. So what he's saying is, show me your path for the sake that I not stumble. that I not stumble. And if I stumble, who's going to look at me and gloat? All these enemies. So I don't want to stumble. Show me the right path. Out it neni benefesh tsaroi. What's the word nefesh here? Nefesh, says the Radak, nefesh means ratzon, their desires. Like it says in Yeshus Nafshechem. What is it, again, that he's asking? Shelo yeli pinai. What do they want? What's their agenda? What is the enemy's agenda? What is the Yitzhar's agenda? What is the agenda of my enemies? They want to distract me. They don't want me to have time for Avodas Hashem. They want to keep me focused on Muhammad, on Amal Haguf. Don't let that happen. Al titneni benefesh tzara. Don't keep me sunk in the, what they want of me. Ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'fei chamas. Fei chamas means speech, like breath, which is all negative. They're speaking about me, that I am who knows what, I'm a Russia, I'm a this, I'm a that, I have no connection to spirituality. Lulei emanti yuras b'dusha b'eretz chayim. If I didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring me back to Eretz HaChayim, I would have never survived. Right? They would have destroyed me. I would have had no hope. The Emunah stood for me. What is Eretz HaChayim? So Kipshuto means, as the Malbim says at first, to get away from Shaul, to be saved from Shaul, to get back to Eretz Yisrael. But then, of course, there's also Chazal, who take it to mean Schar Olam Haba and Gan Eden. According to that pshat, the Eide Sheker, says the Malbim, are the Deos Chitzonios. When a person looks at the world and sees things that don't make sense, tzaddik v'ralo, so that means sometimes that, oh, maybe it's just random, there's no hashkacha pratis. And those deos, those heretical ideas, take a person away from Olam Haba. And David is saying that I was able to sustain my emunah and not let those ideas throw me off course. And that was negating the Eidus Sheker, because knowing that there's Olam Haba makes it easier to recognize that this world is not the end. This world, things don't always make sense, but things ultimately make sense if you think about the perspective of Olam Haba. And yet, he says, Haweni Hashem Darkecha, because I better understand somehow why things are what they are. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haweni Hashem Darkecha. So Haweni Hashem Darkecha, says the Ma'alim, means at least to understand a little bit about why things are the way they are in this world. The last pasuk, Chasuk Yudalid, Kabe Lashem, Chasuk V'yam Yisubecha V'Kabe Lashem. So the pasuk pshat is just the emphasis. Kaveh Hashem, the Radak says, because I trust in Hashem, I say this as an affirmation. Kaveh Hashem, I'm talking to myself. Don't worry about what the enemies say. Don't let them get you off course. Don't let them undermine your emunah. Chazak v'yametz libecha, keep strengthening yourself. Don't let yourself get weakened by what the enemies are doing. The Kaveh Hashem, continue to trust. The Malbim has a very beautiful idea here. The Malbim says that there's a difference between hoping in a person and hoping in a Kaddish Baruch Hu in two ways. When you put hope and faith in a person, so it can create frustration. You know, the longer you're hoping and they haven't come through yet, more aggravation, more frustration. And it brings to the opposite of Yamei Tzlibecha. It brings to the opposite, Machla Slev. But when you're hoping in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it gives you more strength. It gives you Chizuk. That's the one difference. And the other difference, as the Malbim, is that when you put faith in somebody else, then the hope is not an end in itself. What you really want is not to have to hope, because you hope for something that he'll do for you. And if you have that, then you won't have to hope anymore. So the agenda is not the hoping. The hoping is a way to get to something that you want the person to provide you with. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kaveh Hashem becomes the Tachlis for itself. And that's why it says again, the Kaveh Hashem. The Kivoy is a Tachlis, Ad Shetachlis HaKivoy is Yechazek Libo, the Yachzar of Yekaveh, and that's again, Kaveh El Hashem.